Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
Religion and free will. Illusions? Well, Dr. Ray Bolin walks you through the pretend world of evolutionary biologist Dr. Jerry Coyne, now on Probe.
Let's see. This morning I chose my black t-shirt, tan dress slacks, black shoes, black socks. After gathering all my things for the trip to the office, I put my now famous Grand Canyon felt hat on and headed out the door, deciding I didn't need an umbrella for the short walk in the rain. Oops. Wait a minute. According to evolutionary biologist Jerry Coyne, I made none of those choices. Now, I did do all those things, but my brain determined those choices. After all, my brain is just a meat computer, destined to obey the laws of physics to combine my genetic history, past environmental cues, and my latest experiences to make those decisions. I, meaning me as a person, apart from the meat computer, doesn't exist. Enter with me into the wacky world of evolutionary naturalism where all there is matter and energy. Dr. Jerry Coyne is a professor at the University of Chicago in the Department of Ecology and Evolution, actively proclaiming that evolution entails atheism. He lines up with the Richard Dawkins, Sam Harris's, and the late Christopher Hitchens of the world. Religion is the greatest evil on the planet, and we need to dispose ourselves of all religious nonsense such as freedom of choice. You see, our mental decisions are just chemical reactions in our brains which just happen. There is no purpose or even a choice in making our choices. Now that I probably have you thoroughly confused, let me try to let Jerry Coyne speak for himself. A year ago January, Coyne published a commentary in USA Today, the online version. He stated, "You may feel like you've made choices, but in reality your decision to read this piece and whether to have eggs or pancakes was determined long before you were aware of it, perhaps even before you woke up today. And your will had no part in that decision. So it is with all of our choices. Not one of them results from a free and conscious decision on our part. There is no freedom of choice, no free will." End of quote. Despite Coyne's blatant certainty, he only offers, using his phrase, two lines of evidence. Notice even Coyne refers to them as just lines of evidence. There's no real fact or certainty. The first line of evidence is just a materialistic assumption. He says, "We are biological creatures, collections of molecules that must obey the laws of physics. All the success of science rests on the regularity of those laws, which determine the behavior of every molecule in the universe." I'll explore Coyne's assumption tomorrow.
This has been Probe with your host, Dr. Ray Bolin. Get a firm grasp of Jerry Coyne's illusions with a free copy of Ray's transcript at probe.org/radio. And join us next time here on Probe.
This week, I'm talking about a commentary written by Jerry Coyne, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Chicago. Coyne has positioned himself with the radical brand of new atheists who don't just think he's right, but that he and others need to do everything possible to rid the Western world, especially the U.S., of religion of any kind. Coyne's commentary was titled, "Why You Don't Have Free Will." His basic argument is that our decisions are merely the interaction of molecules in our brains obeying the very ordinary laws of physics. Evolutionary naturalist Jerry Coyne said, quote, "We are biological creatures, collections of molecules that must obey the laws of physics. All the success of science rests on the regularity of those laws, which determine the behavior of every molecule in the universe. Those molecules, of course, also make up your brain, the organ that does the choosing. And the neurons and molecules in your brain are the product of both your genes and your environment, an environment including the other people we deal with. Everything that you think, say, or do must come down to molecules in physics." End quote. Well, it may be true that science depends on the regularity of the laws of physics, but he makes no defense of whether there is anything else to our minds other than chemistry. He assumes without saying so that the material brain is all there is to our mind. In 2007, neuroscientist Mario Beauregard and journalist Denise O'Leary published The Spiritual Brain. Quoting from the dust jacket, Beauregard and O'Leary demonstrate that scientific materialism, like Coyne's, is at a loss to explain irrefutable accounts of mind over matter, of intuition, willpower, and leaps of faith, of the placebo effect in medicine, of near-death experiences on the operating table, and of psychic premonitions of loved ones in crisis. End quote. For each of these phenomena, they provide numerous examples where people's minds understood, observed, changed, or perceived physical realities they simply could not know about in a purely physical sense. Jerry Coyne's first line of evidence turns out to be an unverified materialist assumption that has plenty of physical evidence that cannot be explained on a materialist basis. So much for convincing evidence. But to his credit, Coyne proceeds to scientific evidence he says demonstrates that brain measurements indicate our decisions can be predicted by observing blood flow to certain areas of the brains seconds before we actually feel we have decided. Join me tomorrow as I explore this intriguing evidence. This week I'm talking about a commentary written by Jerry Coyne, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Chicago. Coyne has positioned himself with the radical brand of new atheists who don't just think he's right, but that he and others need to do everything possible to rid the Western world, especially the U.S., of religion of any kind. Coyne's commentary was titled, Why You Don't Have Free Will. His basic argument is that our decisions are merely the interaction of molecules in our brains obeying the very ordinary laws of physics. Yesterday, I dismissed his first line of evidence, that our brains are just meat computers obeying the laws of chemistry and physics, as an unverifiable materialist assumption. His second line of evidence consists of brain experiments claiming to predict our decisions by observing blood flow in decision-making areas of our brain seconds before we are aware of our decision. Coyne says, recent experiments involving brain scans show that when a subject decides to push a button on the left or right side of a computer, the choice can be predicted by brain activity at least 7 seconds before the subject is consciously aware of having made it. These studies use crude imaging techniques based on blood flow, and I suspect that future understanding of the brain will allow us to predict many of our decisions far earlier than 7 seconds in advance. Decisions made like that, Coyne continues, aren't conscious ones. And if our choices are unconscious, with some determined well before the moment we think we've made them, then we don't have free will in any meaningful sense. Now, this is certainly interesting research. My first reaction is to note that these are the simplest decisions we can make. Just choose left or right. No thinking involved, no consequences. What about those split-second decisions to avoid a collision in a vehicle or whether to stop or go when the traffic light unexpectedly turns yellow? Each of those decisions takes far less than 7 seconds. Granted, Coyne's article is a simple commentary in an online newspaper, but I expect more solid and convincing evidence than this. Coyne leaves us with little else than his materialist assumptions as reviewed yesterday. Coyne goes on to dismiss various philosophical attempts to rescue some sort of free will. It's clear Coyne is scornful of philosophy in general. Maybe that explains why he's such a bad philosopher. I say that because he continues by expressing that it's impossible to just throw up our hands and despair that life is not worth living if I don't really make choices. I'll explore Coyne's philosophical musings tomorrow. This week I'm talking about a commentary written by Jerry Coyne, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Chicago. Coyne has positioned himself with the radical brand of new atheists who don't just think he's right, but that he and others need to do everything possible to rid the Western world, especially the U.S., of religion of any kind. Coyne's commentary was titled, Why You Don't Have Free Will. His basic argument is that our decisions are merely the interaction of molecules in our brains obeying the very ordinary laws of physics. Previously, I dismissed his evidence, and I'd like to turn my attention to Coyne's attempts to spell out our options once we are convinced, as he is, that we really don't make any choices. Coyne says, so if we don't have free will, what can we do? One possibility is to give in to a despairing nihilism and just stop doing anything. But that's impossible, for our feeling of personal agency is so overwhelming that we have no choice but to pretend that we do choose, and get on with our lives. After all, everyone deals with the unpalatable fact of our mortality, and usually do so by ignoring it rather than ruminating obsessively about it. Now that's a mouthful. First, Coyne rejects despairing nihilism simply because we are bound by the laws of physics. That's my understanding of his rationale, that our feeling of personal agency is so overwhelming. But I hope you caught the absurdity of the following comment. Coyne says, for our feeling of personal agency is so overwhelming that we have no choice but to pretend that we choose. Really? We have no choice, pun intended, but to pretend that we do choose. I have to say that when your worldview requires you to pretend that reality is something other than what you perceive, your worldview can't be trusted. This reminds me of a class back in grad school when I asked about meaning and purpose in life in the evolutionary worldview. As just another animal, our only purpose is to survive and reproduce, they said. I asked, what difference does it make, though, when I'm dead and in the ground? My existence is over, according to evolution. The professor responded by saying that ultimately it doesn't really matter. So I asked, why go on living? Why stop at red lights? Who cares? Same professor responded by saying that in the future, those that will be selected for will be those who know there is no purpose in life, but will live as if there is. So not only do we need to pretend that we choose, but we also need to pretend that our lives have meaning. Doesn't make you want to get up in the morning, does it? This week, I'm talking about a commentary written by Jerry Coyne, a professor of evolutionary biology at the University of Chicago. Coyne's commentary was titled, Why You Don't Have Free Will. His basic argument is that our decisions are merely the interaction of molecules in our brains obeying the very ordinary laws of physics. Therefore, we don't really choose anything. Our decisions just happen. Towards the end of the commentary, he tries to discern what we should do with our understanding that we don't have any free will. First, as you might suspect, he disparages religion, specifically Christianity. He concludes that since we have no real choice, then none of us can really choose Jesus or reject him. It's all predetermined by our genetic and environmental history. So, quote, if we have no free choice, then such religious tenets and the existence of a disembodied soul are undermined and any postmortem fates of the faithful are determined, Calvinistically, by circumstances over which they have no control. Well, there you have it. Reformed theology according to Jerry Coyne. His second observation is that since we are little more than marionettes responding to the laws of physics, this should influence how we deal with criminals. We may decide for the sake of society that some need to be removed from circulation, so to speak, sent to prison for our protection. But we certainly can't hold them responsible. According to Coyne, quote, what is not justified is revenge or retribution, the idea of punishing criminals for making the wrong choice. Well, if all this is really true, then why is Jerry Coyne trying to convince us of anything? We have no real choice. Coyne's an atheist because he can't help it. That would mean I'm a Christian because I can't help it. So why is he trying to convince me I have made a wrong choice? Obviously, the internal contradictions abound. Lastly, Coyne says our knowledge of no free will or real choices should lead to a kinder world, presumably because revenge is outdated. Quote, further, by losing free will, we gain empathy, for we realize that in the end, all of us, whether Bernie Madoffs or Nelson Mandelas, are victims of circumstance, of the genes we're bequeathed and the environments we encounter. With that under our belts, we can go about building a kinder world. Just one word. Huh? Well, personally, I've gained empathy for Jerry Coyne because his commentary is just a product of circumstance, so I can just ignore it. Thanks for listening.